for the most part, the report confirms what we already know. On the night of April 22nd, Sergeant Kadri Lamani was driving a friend to work. Julia Stevens and Elliot Anderson were out buying cigarettes. And at 11:30 p.m., Lamani hit both of them with his white Ford Taurus as they crossed the highway. The collision injured Anderson and killed Stevens, who died several days later at an Anchorage hospital. In the police department's report, no one in this accident was found to be at fault.
There's no criminal charges. There's not enough evidence to show wrongdoing on any party involved.
Spokesperson Natalie Hayes said the police department decided collectively to release the report. It states that Lamani was driving the speed limit. He wasn't distracted. He took a breathalyzer test and wasn't intoxicated. When Officer Joseph Corbett arrived at the scene, the report says he found Lamani at Julia Stevens' side, administering CPR. And the report doesn't blame Stevens or Anderson for the accident either. Anderson told the police he had been drinking, but that Stevens was, quote, good. Neither of them took a breathalyzer test at the time. The report also states that Anderson and Stevens were jaywalking at the time of the accident, but Anderson told the officers that they looked both ways before they crossed the street, waiting for the headlights of speeding cars to pass. We reached out to Lamani and Anderson, but neither of them responded to our request for comment in time to incorporate them into today's broadcast. According to police spokesperson Hayes, the department decided to release the report in the spirit of transparency.
We don't want to hold on to records requests. There's reasons we have to hold on to them for a long period of time, but we don't want to. It's more paperwork on my end, so.
Due to the Bethel PD's potential conflict of interest in this case, the state troopers are reviewing their investigation and will produce an assessment of their own. Hayes says that she's followed up with the troopers multiple times, but that their report has yet to be released. You can download the full report from the Bethel Police Department at kyuk.org. Our reporting on this incident is ongoing. For KYUK, I'm Teresa Katsourilis.